الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله ليرضى عن العبد حين يأكل الأكلة ويشرب الشربة فيحمده عليه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, amongst the many many ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon us, one ni'mat of Allah ta'ala which we all enjoy every day is the ni'mat of food. Every day we're sitting on a dastarkhan. Every day we're enjoying different varieties of food and enjoying this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that one of the enjoyments of Jannah will also be food. Kulu washrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayyami al-khaliyah. When a person enters into Jannah, Allah ta'ala will make this announcement to him that now eat and drink. Because of those days that you kept roza in the world, you stayed hungry, now enjoy the different varieties and the different kinds of foods. So in this dunya, alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala blesses us every day, breakfast, lunch, supper. We're enjoying different varieties of food, this great ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. Many of us may have never experienced hunger in our life. We don't even know what is the meaning of hunger, because we can't say one day in our lives also we went without food. Such a great ni'mat Allah ta'ala has blessed us with. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this ni'mat of food, ulama-i-kiram say, they teach us that if we just with a slight change of our niyat and our intention and our amal, then this action of eating also becomes a great ibadat for which Allah will give us sawab and reward for. For which Allah ta'ala will give us sawab and reward for just with a slight change in our niyat. So the first thing that a person does is when a person eats, he makes this intention. Allah ta'ala, whatever food I'm enjoying, whatever food I'm eating over here, oh Allah, and the nourishment and the strength I get from this food, I will use it in your ibadat and in your worship, in the service of deen, to perform salah, to recite Quran, to make dhikrullah, to make dua, to get up at the time of tahajjud, to serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala in whichever way I can. Someone is going out in jamaat, someone is going out for gash, someone is helping the poor, someone is distributing zakat hampers. Whatever khidmat of deen, whichever way we can serve deen, the nourishment and the strength that I get out of eating this food, I'll use it in the service and in the khidmat of deen. So this is the first thing our ulama kiram teach us, that by partaking of our meals, that meal will also become an ibadat, that half an hour, 45 minutes that we're sitting down to eat, we'll get sawab as if we are in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing is that if we eat in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to eat, then that eating becomes, automatically becomes into an ibadat. And for every sunnah that a person makes amal on, a person will get sawab and reward for that eating. One young sahabi, Hazrat Amr ibn Abi Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's a young boy, he's sitting down to eat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Yatufu yadi fi safa, that my hand is moving around in the plate. I'm eating from this side, that side. Sallam is sitting with me. So he's a young boy. His mother is in a marriage with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umm Salima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very, very lovingly corrects him and teaches him, Ya ghulam, sammi Allah, wa kul bi yameenik, wa kul mimma yaleek. My dear boy, remember when you're eating, first take Allah's name. Eat with your right hand and eat from in front of you. So Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching him three important sunnats. So from this beautiful hadith, the first thing you understand is, our children, we have to teach them the adab and the etiquettes of eating and all the adab and etiquettes. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching this young child, and he's teaching him with so much of love and affection, that later on in his life, in his old age, he's narrating this hadith, and he's narrating how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him how to eat. And he's saying, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives, so our children, to teach them. Sometimes the child is eating, his plate is messed, he's messing food all around, he's not eating correctly. So all those adab and etiquettes, it's our duty to teach them, to correct them how to eat. So this is the first. Second thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, Sammillah, read Bismillah before you eat. When a person reads Bismillah and he eats, automatically Allah puts barakah in a person's food. Because he took Allah's name and he started eating. He didn't just start eating that it's because of my efforts, or because of my earnings, or because of my money, or because of me preparing the meals that I have got the meal in front of me. I'm not forgetting my Creator, my Rabb, my Allah, who provided this meal for me. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La barakatillah. A person is taking Allah's name and now he's starting to eat. One sahabi, he's sitting to eat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now after a little while, halfway through the meal, he realized, I forgot to read Bismillah before eating. So immediately he recites Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu, which is a dua to read if a person forgot to read Bismillah in the beginning. So he says, I just noticed a broad smile on the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, what makes you smile like this? I saw shaitan eating with you. I saw shaitan eating with you. And I was disturbed that how did shaitan find a place in our home, in our dastarkhan, to eat with you. But when you read Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu, he had to vomit out whatever he ate and he ran for his life. That's what made me smile. Because you read the dua afterwards. So here when a person reads, thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who reads Bismillah before eating, shaitan cannot partake of his meals. I noticed Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid sahab damat barakatuhum, whenever Hazrat Maulana sits down to eat, loudly read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, loudly. And the reason for this, obviously, is to remind everybody else to read Bismillah before we eat it. Let's not just sit down to eat and enjoy the meal, but take Allah's name before we start. Sammillah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching him, eating, then take Allah's name and eat. وَكُلْ بِيَمِينِكَ. Then the second sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching him, eat with your right hand. Person is eating, with his right hand. Again, yes, sometimes unmindfully, a person is eating or drinking with the left hand. Here too, the hadith sharif says, shaitan eats with the left hand, shaitan drinks with the left hand. So we saw the child, he's got the glass in his left hand, he's standing and he's drinking. Teach him, by the sunnah is drink with the right hand, sit and drink. So you're teaching him lovingly, you teach him, the child will learn also the adab and the sunnahs of eating. From Deoband, he is sipping his tea with his left. Sometimes it happens, a person, he pours the tea with his right hand into the saucer, and he's drinking with the left hand. He's drinking with the left hand. So he poured it with the right hand, but he's drinking with the left hand. Hazrat Mutisab corrected him immediately, said, bhai, don't drink with the left hand, drink with the right hand. So the student, okay, corrected himself. Sometime later, again, Hazrat Mutisab saw him again, he's drinking with the left hand. Again, he corrected him. The third time, Hazrat Mutisab gave him one shot. You see, after the rest of my life, I never drank with my left hand again. Never ever I drank with my left hand again. So to eat and drink with the right hand, again, here we're learning the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Third thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching, وَكُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكْ, on that which is in front of him. Not that he moves his hand all around the plate and eat. Now the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَرَكَةُ الطَّعَامِ الْوَضُوءُ قَبْلَهُ وَالْوَضُوءُ بَعْدَهُ. If you want barakat in your food, wash your hands before eating and after eating. If you want barakat in your food, then wash your hands before eating and after eating. During the time of the COVID, one doctor, he mentioned, he said, I'm surprised that we're teaching people to sanitize their hands. A Muslim, he doesn't need to learn to sanitize and wash his hands. Because 1400 years ago, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught that you wake up in the morning, you wash your hands. You're making wuzu three times, you're washing your hands before you start your wuzu. You go toilet and come out, you're washing your hands. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, before eating, wash your hands, don't wipe it. After eating, wash your hands, now wipe it. Where you'll find so much of detail in every aspect of human life, like you'll find in a Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching barakatu ta'ami al-wadu'u qablahu wal-wadu'u ba'dahu. Wash your hands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you barakat in your food. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, when we're eating, we eat with three fingers. Person eats with three fingers. If he's eating something like rice, and he needs to use two more fingers, by all means. But with three fingers, a person eats. And then a person eats with his hands. Sometimes, we want to opt to use a fork and a knife to eat. We feel that the kuffar are eating with fork and knife, so let's we follow them. We have a home. We have a Nabi. We have a sunnah. We have a place where we follow. We don't have to look at a kafir and follow his way of eating. If he's eating with fork and knife, we don't follow in his ways. We follow in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat with his right hand, he would eat with his hands. So this is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Furthermore, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La akulu muttaki'an." I don't lean and eat. Akulu kama ya'kulu al-'abd. Like a slave will eat, that's how I eat, with humility. A person humbly is eating the food, is enjoying the food, not leaning and eating. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never lean and eat. Once Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani sahab nawarallahu marqadahu was the Shaykh al-Islam. In the last days of his life, he was very, very ill. Difficult for him to do anything on his own. He was lying down against the wall. He had a cushion behind him. Somebody brought some food for him. Hazrat Madani rahmatullah alayhi pushed himself forward, pushed himself, he partook of it. He said, "Hazrat, what are you doing?" He says, "Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never leaned and ate. I feel difficult, but Hazrat, you're so sick." He says, "Even if I'm sick, let me try to emulate the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that when a person is eating and some lukma falls down on the dastarkhan, then we shouldn't leave it there, we should rather pick it up and eat it up. Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Deula sahab damat barakatuhum, he mentions, dane dane mein barkat hoti hai. In every grain of rice there's barkat. We can't allow that food to just get wasted. So lukma fell down. Teach our children this rice that fell out of your plate, pick it up and eat it. In that there is barkat, in that there is blessings. Today you find in the world, there are people who are dying of hunger and starvation. There are people who are dying of hunger. We are wasting food. We are, Allah make us maaf. People in Gaza, besides dying with bombs and bullets, people are dying of hunger because they got no food. And over here we are wasting food. Allah Ta'ala says, "Kulu wa shrabu wa la tusrifu." Eat and drink how much you want, don't waste. Person should never ever waste his food. He should enjoy the food, but don't waste the food. "Kulu wa shrabu wa la tusrifu." Person should never waste in food. Hazrat Munshi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a great buzurg in Inanda. So Hazrat Munshi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion, one customer came in his shop, he bought half a loaf of bread, he bought quarter rama, and he bought one mahew. He sat outside on the pavement. He ate half the bread and the rama. He drank half the mahew and he threw the rest in the bin. Hazrat Munshi Sahib stopped him. He said, "Why? This is food. Don't throw food in the bin. We can never ever throw food in the bin." Although he was a non-Muslim, but Hazrat Munshi Sahib is teaching him. He's saying, remember one thing. If you want to make progress in life, you'll only make progress if you learn to respect food and water. If you can't respect food and water, you can never ever progress in life. So until you don't learn to respect food and water, you can never ever make progress. So the Munshi Sahib is explaining to you, say, you could have kept this food for a later meal. Or there may have been somebody else who's hungry, wanted to eat, you could give him the food. But how can we take food and throw away in the bin? This is something for us to think and reflect. Our weddings and walimas, how much of food gets wasted? Our jalsas, how much of food gets wasted? Food is taken, thrown away in the bin. One brother just came back from Umrah. He's saying he was booked in some hotel. They were giving him breakfast. So in the morning, the breakfast is laid out, whatever they dish out. See, whatever food we can't eat, they take it and throw it in a bin. Take food and throw it in the bin. Can a Muslim ever throw food in a bin? Allah is saying, "Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu." Don't waste. Every bit of that food, there's barakat in that. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith, he says, when you're eating, even the food that is on your fingers, lick it off. Lick off that food that is on your fingers. The food that is on the plate, clean the plate. Make sure the plate is clean. And the Hadith Sharif says that if a person licks his fingers, a person cleans the plate, then what happens is that plate makes dua for him. The plate makes dua for his forgiveness. This is not a fairy tale. Now in the old workers' jar that took place last year, Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Deula Sahib explaining to the old workers the adab and the etiquette, he said once, on one occasion, Maulana Zubair Sahib's son, on the dastarkhan, he said he was about 6 or 7 years old. And one person was eating, and he didn't clean the plate. Plate wasn't clean. So you see this young boy, 6, 7 years old, he's saying,
حاجی صاحب اپنے پلیٹ کو صاف کر لو, اپنے پلیٹ کو صاف کر لو, یہ پلیٹ تمہارے لیے دعا کریں گے. دس پلیٹ اینڈ اسمال چائلڈ ہز ٹیچنگ اینڈ وے ہی لرنٹ اٹ, ہی مسٹ ہیو لرنٹ اٹ فرام ہز مدر, ہی مسٹ ہیو لرنٹ اٹ فرام ہز مدر ٹیچنگ ہم دی آداب آف ایٹنگ. That in this, and what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, lick your fingers, lick your plate, فَلَا تَدْرُونَ فِي أَيِّهِمُ الْبَرَكَةِ. You don't know where the barakat lies. You don't know where the barakat lies. The barakat can be in any part of it. So a person, he cleans the food. Hazrat Ji, one of Masihullah sahab, rahmatullah alayhi of Jalalabad, he would teach his murid, he would say that, even if you're eating dessert in a bowl, and after you cleaned it, then take the spoon out, lick the spoon, take your finger and clean the plate. Clean it completely, every bit of it. There's barakat in that. There's barakat in every part of the food. So a Muslim, he doesn't waste. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that when sitting down to eat and a person is enjoying his meals, then one of the things a person should always do is praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَى عَنِ الْعَبْدِ حِينَ يَأْكُلُ الْأَكْلَةَ وَيَشْرَبَ الشُّرْبَةَ فَيَحْمَدُهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very, very happy with a person when eating and drinking. And whilst eating, he praises Allah. Many of our buzugane deen, we had seen them. Whilst eating, you'll see them, you'll hear them. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu. While they're eating, they're praising Allah. They're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the food that Allah ta'ala has presented to us. So this food, this drink that we're enjoying every day, this great ni'mat of Allah, we express our shukr and our thanks to Allah ta'ala by saying these words, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. After eating, the dua is very famous. Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. There may be about 7 duas that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. This is the most famous one. Again, we are praising Allah. Allah, shukr, tera shukr hai Allah. Apne khana khilaya Allah. Dunya mein kitne log hai jo khana nahi khate. Allah, humko khilaya. Allah, you gave us food to eat. How much of shukr, how much of thanks we make to you, Allah, for the food that you have blessed us. Such a great ni'mat and such a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say, with regards to this food, he used to say, pet bhar ke khana, ji bhar ke na khana. Eat nicely, full, don't waste, don't be greedy and eat. The person sometimes sees, he just becomes greedy and he has to overeat, he has to overindulge. He saw the menu card in front of him, starters, steak, chicken, fish, everything. He's ordering for his eyes, not for his stomach. Half the time when the food comes, he'll eat a little bit from there, he can't eat. The rest is wasted, thrown away. So don't waste food, don't be greedy. A person eats, he enjoys, and he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the food that he eats. Furthermore, in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a person eats, eat halal and eat wholesome. Eat halal and eat wholesome. That the food that we're eating must be purely halal. That is the earnings, our earnings must be halal, and the food itself must be halal. So we must be particular about both. Where we're buying the food from, and the earnings with which we are buying the food from, purely halal. That not Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah ali, his father, when he was passing away, he mentioned, Alhamdulillah, not even a haram, not a doubtful morsel even went down my throat. And Allah gave him a son like Imam Bukhari afterwards. Such a great imam, but through the barakat of halal, eating halal. And the other thing is wholesome, person eats healthy food. Met one Hakim sahab last week from Johannesburg, he was saying, I'm not a mufti sahab. He's saying, I'm not a mufti sahab, but if I was a mufti, I would have made that 2 minutes noodle haram. He said, I would have made, you see, that thing is so harmful, you can't even feed it to an animal. So we eat wholesome food, good food, healthy food, good food for ourselves, for our children. Person is eating wholesome food and is eating. So the Quran Sharif is teaching halal food also and wholesome food also. So these are the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in the hadith, the books of hadith, every book of hadith is filled with chapters and chapters on adab of eating, how a person should eat, and how this becomes a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah ali, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah ali, he says that once he went to one place, he was invited by one nawab. There was a huge dastarkhan, hundreds of people were sitting and eating. Thanvi rahmatullah ali asked, where is the nawab sahab? He's not here. He said, no, Nawab sahab is not here. Hazrat Maulana said, call him. He came. He said, why are you not partaking? He said, my health is such, I can't partake of any of this food. I have to take some keema. They have to boil it. And they put it in a cloth. And then whatever water drips out of there, that I drink that. And that's my only nourishment. I can't eat anything else because my system sucks. Allah shukar, we eat anything and everything. Allah ta'ala has kept us healthy. The food in front of us. So then Maulana goes on to say, thank Allah ta'ala for the food he gave you. And thank the person who cooked the food for you. Thank Allah Ta'ala for the food He gave you. and thank the person who cooked for you. One lady was mentioning, 40 years I'm married, not once my husband ever commented me for my food I cooked. Not once he ever told me, Jazakallah, how nice the food you cook. So Allah Ta'ala for the food you eat, and thank the person who prepared the food. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal.